I have a marble mouth.
You have what?
Marble mouth.
My name is Caroline Duncan. Today is Monday, April 19th, and I'm at the meet and greet for the Queen's Own Rifles anniversary event. I'm speaking to Bill Collins. Now, you were in the Queen's Own Rifles.
That's great.
What years were you?
1963 to 66.
Can you repeat that?
1963 to 1966.
1963 to 66. Yeah. And where were you stationed?
Here in Victoria and Cyprus and Calgary and sometimes Wainwright.
So when you say Victoria, that would have been Work Point?
Work Point Barracks, yeah.
What were the barracks like? Can you describe them? Are they much different today?
Actually, I was surprised. The first one I was in was it wasn't bad at all, actually. It was a 1092, building 1092, right in the bottom corner, and great room, and had some good buddies. And then I was in the old brick building for one time, and that wasn't that great because we had 40 guys all in one room, and of course that was on a Friday night. Everybody's playing different guitars, and we just came back from one night in particular. We came back from doing explosives, introduction to explosives, and the old guys would try to introduce the new guys to working with C4 explosives. But under pretense they didn't have any, they took strips of foresight and had us mold it with our hands, because we pretended we don't have any C4 explosives, so we're taking foresight and we're molding with our hands. And what does that do but absorb nitroglycerin right through your system, right? And it was a joke on us, an introduction, but we went back with one wicked headache. And when you got a one barrack room with 40 guys on a Friday night with four radios, different stations, and four guitars or whatever, and there are people yelling, and probably after coming from the canteen with a few refreshments.
Hard to get any.
Had a hell of a headache, I'm telling you. And of course, we were all excited to play with explosives, right? So, okay, you got me mold, I'll mold, okay, yeah. Well, one guy even said, if you don't want to get a headache, chew a piece, you know? Yeah, it's okay, yeah. That way, it goes right to your brain, right? You get a wicked headache, but...
Did you believe it? Did you chew any?
No, I didn't. No, no, I didn't. I just realized how I got sucked in as a young soldier trying to, you know... First of all, it was a privilege, in my opinion. It was a privilege to be invited to join. We were sent from the rifle company. We were sent for the rifle company to be interviewed for the Assault Pioneer Platoon. And the Assault Pioneer Platoon, in my opinion, was kind of an elite thing to belong to in the battalion. Some guys were very envious. So our job was minor engineering and demolitions. So this is what we got introduced to this thing.
Great. I'm just going to put this on pause for a minute. Checking. So, sorry.
Actually, to back up a bit, it was my opinion that it was I was proud to be accepted into the Assault Pioneer Platoon. Now, a rifle company guy may disagree because they have their own pride, right? But anyways, my introduction was to get a headache.
And as part of that platoon, is that why you went to Cyprus?
No, we went as a battalion.
Okay.
But I was with the Assault Pioneer Platoon in the and the only explosive we did over there was to blow a few latrines on the outpost, right? Which caused a little excitement with the Turks and the Greeks, because us Canadians were up blowing things up.
You had them both worried for a while?
Yeah. All we were doing was blowing latrines.
check.
Do you remember any of your instructors at Work Point?
Lee Drover. Lee Drover, he was... he still is a good friend of mine, even now. He's a Lee Drover. He's a real soldier, all-encompassing soldier. He's a paratrooper. He was a good NCO, aggressive NCO, but fair. And he's a square shooter, you know, and you respect a guy like that. And another one, Sergeant Jim Waldron. Pioneer Platoon Sergeant.
Hello?
We would have followed him to the end of the earth. Yeah. And poor old Jimmy, he passed away with cancer a few years back. And his wife's still an active member within the Battalion Association, right? But everybody loved and respected Jim Waldron.
Joe West?
That's what I was
thinking. His last name is Wilder?
Waldron. Jim Waldron.
Waldron.
He ended up a Major Waldron later on, but he was a platoon sergeant when I had him.
Okay.
And went Salt Pioneer Platoon with Jim Waldron. We beat everybody and everything. We tug of war, battle marches. We did it all. We won it all. And we did it for Jim.
First of all,
So we better go back in there. Okay. So I'll turn this off.